Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday!
Yeah, there we go. Friends and family, we thank you for tuning in. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall for the next hour. Pat Casale will be hosting from the Las Vegas studios coming up at 10 o'clock. And this hour, I want to do something, I host Classic Radio Theater here on the Nevada Talk Network and nationally on the USA Radio Network. And I want to spend some time today listening to what our president had to say yesterday. Now, I know you heard the 30-second and the 60-second sound bites, but let's take some time to listen to what the president had in depth, especially when he mentioned that we want man to set foot on Mars. That was not reported anywhere. Let's listen to the president in detail yesterday and how this was not the big political event that the lamestream media wants to make it out to be, but in fact an event that celebrated this great nation. We're going to listen to it in several sections. Let's listen to this first portion.
Hello, America. Hello. The First Lady and I wish each and every one of you a happy Independence Day on this truly historic 4th of July. Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military. We are pleased to have with us Vice President Mike Pence and his wonderful wife, Karen. We're also joined by many hardworking members of Congress, Acting Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, and many other members of my cabinet, and also the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lieutenant General Daniel Hawkinson of the National Guard, and distinguished leaders representing each branch of the United States Armed Forces, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines, and very soon, the Space Force. As we gather this evening, in the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. It is the chronicle of brave citizens who never give up on the dream of a better and brighter future. And it is the saga of 13 separate colonies that united to form the most just and virtuous republic ever conceived. On this day, 243 years ago, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to declare independence and defend our God-given rights. Thomas Jefferson wrote the words that forever changed the course of humanity. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With a single sheet of parchment and 56 signatures, America began the greatest political journey in human history. But on that day, the patriots who would determine the ultimate success of the struggle were 100 miles away in New York. There, the Continental Army prepared to make its stand, commanded by the beloved General George Washington. As the delegates debated the Declaration in Philadelphia, Washington's army watched from Manhattan as a massive British invading fleet loomed dangerously across New York Harbor. The British had come to crush the Revolution in its infancy. Washington's message to his troops laid bare the stakes. He wrote, "The fate of unborn millions will now depend under God on the courage and conduct of this army. We have therefore to resolve to conquer or die." Days later, General Washington ordered the declaration read aloud to the troops. The assembled soldiers just joined an excited crowd running down Broadway. They toppled the statue of King George and melted it into bullets for battle. The faraway king would soon learn a timeless lesson about the people of this majestic land. Americans love our freedom, and no one will ever take it away from us. That same American spirit that emboldened our founders has kept us strong throughout our history. To this day, that spirit runs through the veins of every American patriot. It lives on in each and every one of you here today. It is the spirit, daring and defiance, excellence and adventure, courage and confidence, loyalty and love that built this country into the most exceptional nation in the history of the world, and our nation is stronger today than it ever was before. It is its strongest now. That same righteous American spirit forged our glorious Constitution. That rugged American character led the legendary explorers Lewis and Clark on their perilous expedition across an untamed continent. It drove others to journey west and stake out their claim on the wild frontier. Devotion to our founding ideals led American patriots to abolish the evil of slavery, secure civil rights, and expand the blessings of liberty to all Americans. This is the noble purpose that inspired Abraham Lincoln to rededicate our nation to a new birth of freedom and to resolve that we will always have a government of, by, and for the people. Our quest for greatness unleashed a culture of discovery that led Thomas Edison to imagine his light bulb, Alexander Graham Bell to create the telephone, the Wright brothers to look to the sky and see the next great frontier. For Americans, nothing is impossible. Exactly 50 years ago this month, the world watched in awe as Apollo 11 astronauts launched into space with a wake of fire and nerves of steel and planted our great American flag on the face of the moon. Half a century later, we are thrilled to have here tonight the famed NASA flight director who led mission control during that historic endeavor, the renowned Gene Kranz. Gene, I want you to know that we're going to be back on the moon very soon, and someday soon, we will plant the American flag on Mars. It's happening, Gene. It's happening. Our nation's creativity and genius lit up the lights of Broadway and the sound stages of Hollywood. It filled the concert halls and airwaves around the world with the sound of jazz, opera, country, rock and roll and rhythm and blues. It gave birth to the musical, the motion picture, the Western, the World Series, the Super Bowl, the skyscraper, the suspension bridge, the assembly line, and the mighty American automobile. It led our citizens to push the bounds of medicine and science to save the lives of millions. Here with us this evening is Dr. Emanuel Freireich. When Emanuel began his work, 99% of children with leukemia died. Thanks largely to Dr. Freireich's breakthrough treatments, currently 90% of those with the most common childhood leukemias survive. Doctor, you are a great American hero. Thank you.
There you hear a portion of the president yesterday at the celebration. And yes, celebrating American innovation and the things that America does very well. When Live and Local Now continues in a few moments, we will hear more of the president. Oh, and I haven't forgotten the Friday song. No, that'll be coming up next. Live and Local Now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me. And I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands? Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Elizabeth? Hey, it's... What is it? What's wrong?
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Actually, one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Friday, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Friday, yeah, yeah, yeah. So wake up, yeah, 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 yeah.
Good morning. It's a wonderful brand new day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall this morning. The live and local now, statewide across Nevada, 9:25. We're going to hear more from the president yesterday after our bottom of the hour break. But I want you to listen to something from a number of years ago. On July 4th, 1941, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt made a speech not dissimilar to the tone of President Trump. And I want you to hear the tone of what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said July 4th, 1941, courtesy of Paramount Newsreel.
Independence Day in this solemn year of 1941. In the nation's capital, in every city, town, and hamlet of these 48 states, America marks its 165th birthday. Across the nation, 130 million free people enjoy a thoughtful holiday, a day for reckoning the full meaning of the American way of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. From Hyde Park, the people's president, elected by the people, addresses the nation. And his words go to a Europe that knows little of Independence Days.
My fellow Americans, in 1776, on the fourth day of July, the representatives of the several states in Congress assembled, declaring our independence, asserted that a decent respect for the opinion of mankind required that they should declare the reasons for their action. In this new crisis, we have a like duty. That is why we are engaged in a serious, in a mighty, in a unified action in the cause of the defense of the hemisphere and the freedom of the seas. It is indeed a fallacy based on no logic at all for any Americans to suggest that the rule of force can defeat human freedom in all the other parts of the world and permit freedom to survive in the United States alone. I tell the American people solemnly that the United States will never survive as a happy and fertile oasis, an oasis of liberty surrounded by a cruel desert of dictatorship. And so it is that when we repeat the great pledge to our country and to our flag, it must be our deep conviction that we pledge as well our work, our will, and if it be necessary, our very lives.
There you have it. President Roosevelt, July 4th, 1941. Was that any more political than what you heard yesterday from President Trump? I don't think so. We'll hear more of the president's address yesterday when we continue. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, and we are live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
The 4th of July is special in White Pine County, a time for friends, family, and the great outdoors. It's also fire season. Hi, we're Eastern Nevada Interagency Fire Management, and we're asking you to please play it safe this holiday and help us stop a wildfire before it starts. And if you do see smoke, give us a call at 289-1925. Again, that's 289-1925, or just call 911.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a disappointing job creation number in the government's job report for May, the June report is meeting expectations with about 224,000 jobs created.
Economists had predicted only 165,000 jobs would be created. Cody Parkinson is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unemployment rate was little changed at 3.7%. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services and in transportation and warehousing.
I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Justice has a 2 p.m.
p.m. Eastern deadline today to explain to a judge how the Trump administration will proceed with trying to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. That after the DOJ had said it was giving up the quest to do so after a Supreme Court ruling against it. But the president has since tweeted that he's not giving up the fight to include the question. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning. Friday. Friday. Good morning.
And the morning, no, it is not the morning digest. This is the Kevin Wall Live and Local. Wyatt Cox in for Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us here on this day that a lot of people aren't working, but a lot of people are. Fifth day of July. We will get back to the president and his very nonpartisan pro-American speech you heard yesterday, despite the fact that a number of critics want to say that this was all leading toward a Hitlerian state and all those sort of things, and I'm not even going to get into that. I want to talk about, you know, a few other news items that have popped up. Did you hear what Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida had to say? This is the quote. "Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted." In other words, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida is opposed to freedom of speech. And you know, there is court law that says that you are entitled to express your opinion about any public figure. And that includes members of Congress. So what Congresswoman Frederica Wilson wants to do is shut down the First Amendment, unless it applies to her. Isn't that interesting? Republican Congressman Justin Amash, the only congressman...
It's pretty amazing when you consider
that. Go away. The only congressional Republican who publicly argued that President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct has announced he's quitting the GOP. In a Thursday morning op-ed in the Washington Post, he said, "I'm declaring my independence and leaving the Republican Party. No matter your circumstance, I'm asking you to join me in rejecting the partisan loyalties and rhetoric that divide and dehumanize us." I can't totally disagree with the partisanism, but it's interesting that he takes this time to make that decision and not previously. Speculation is that Congressman Amash sees his re-election opportunity and his re-election hopes as slim to none, so he's going independent and getting out of the way. There is speculation that he may try to run as an independent in Michigan, and we'll see how far that gets him. A couple of other non-political notes. If you're like me and play a game called HQ Trivia on your phone trying to win buckets of cash, it looks like HQ is in trouble. About 20% of staff has been laid off, according to TechCrunch. Less than 30 people remaining in the company. They are planning to go subscription, which may be the beginning of the end. Over the last month, I have won 90 cents playing HQ Trivia. It's not so much about the money, it's about the fun. But they have some big prizes, $215,000, and it's all on your phone. Downloads are down 92%, and there are internal problems. One of the co-founders passed away not long ago, and that is an issue there as well. Oh, and wrestling fans, you've wondered why Jerry Lawler's Dinner with the King podcast has gone away? Ringside News reporting this morning that it's a problem with his co-host, Glenn Moore, who did some sketchy and scammy stuff, serious stuff, scamming and bilking fans out of cash. He promised them artwork and t-shirts. And of course, as some of you might know, Jerry Lawler, apart from being a wrestler, is quite a talented artist. He's done a number of things. And according to bodyslammer.net, Glenn Moore, quote, and this is quoting, he has quite a criminal record, virtually all money related. He has an outstanding warrant for his arrest right now for not paying child support. He was hired by Cleveland.com as a reporter despite not having any virtually not having any education past high school. He lost his job there for being a plagiarist, tried to extort money from at least two other employers prior to that. So, you know, you have to be careful with whom you associate with. I don't think this is going to tarnish the king, but we will see. We're going to take this break just a little bit early so we have plenty of time for you to hear more from the president. It is 19 minutes before 10 o'clock. Pat Casal will be doing hours 2 and 3 of Kevin Wall Live and Local today. And we thank you for joining me today. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. This historical salute to Fernley, brought to you by Elena Stanley and her furry friends at Three Happy Hounds. They're proud to be a part of this historical salute to Fernley. At Three Happy Hounds, they provide a great variety of quality food, treats, toys, and enrichment items to help your dog live a longer, happier, and healthier life. Find out more online at threehappyhounds.com or visit the store at 470 East Main Street, downtown Fernley, threehappyhounds.com. In 1850, when the territory of Utah was created by Congress, the area that is now Fernley was located on Utah's far western border. The state we now know as Nevada was admitted to the Union on October 30th, 1864, but the journey to statehood was not without a great deal of work. In 1857, Congress asked to create a new territory out of the Great American Basin. This region now includes parts of eastern California, Arizona, and what is now Nevada. This historical moment brought to you by Three Happy Hounds, threehappyhounds.com. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights on, I really want to get less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid. Contagious. Here we are now.
Yeah.
Entertain us.
Yeah.
A mulatto. Ooh. An albino. A mosquito. My libido. Yeah.
9:45, where Nevada comes to talk. Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall today. No talk, you know, anybody who thinks all this politics has anything to do with it, you know, Kevin has spent a lot of time dealing with all of the political end and, you know, and dealing with Joe Biden and dealing with Bernie Sanders and, of course, Kamala Harris. Wrong Kamala.
Well, you know, anything's really possible.
Well, it is, yeah, but, you know, we're not dealing with the Democrats today. We're dealing with the Republicans, and it's not even Republican. My gosh. The 4th of July is not about politics. It's about this nation.
Amen to that.
And, you know, the people who want to sit there and complain about, you know, the president's speech being political.
Nip it in the bud.
It's really out there. So let's get back to the president, shall we? This is more of what the president had to say yesterday on the 4th of July, Independence Day.
Americans always take care of each other. That love and unity held together the first pilgrims. It forged communities on the Great Plains. It inspired Clara Barton to found the Red Cross, and it keeps our nation thriving today. Here tonight, from the Florida Panhandle, is Tina Belcher. Her selfless generosity over three decades has made her known to all as Mrs. Angel. Every time a hurricane strikes, Mrs. Angel turns her tiny kitchen into a disaster relief center. On a single day after Hurricane Michael, she gave 476 people a warm meal. Mrs. Angel, your boundless heart inspires us all. Thank you. Thank you very much. From our earliest days, Americans of faith have uplifted our nation. This evening, we are joined by Sister Deirdre Byrne. Sister Byrne is a retired Army surgeon who served for nearly 30 years. On September 11, 2001, the sister raced to Ground Zero. Through smoke and debris, she administered first aid and comfort to all. Today, Sister Byrne runs a medical clinic serving the poor in our nation's capital. Sister, thank you for your lifetime of service. Thank you. Our nation has always honored the heroes who serve our communities. The firefighters, first responders, police, sheriffs, ICE, Border Patrol, and all of the brave men and women of law enforcement. On this July 4th, we pay special tribute to the military service members who laid down their lives for our nation. We are deeply moved to be in the presence this evening of Gold Star families whose loved ones made the supreme sacrifice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Throughout our history, our country has been made ever greater by citizens who risked it all for equality and for justice. 100 years ago this summer, the women's suffrage movement led Congress to pass the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote. In 1960, a thirst for justice led African-American students to sit down at the Woolworth lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. It was one of the very first civil rights sit-ins, and it started a movement all across our nation. Clarence Henderson was 18 years old when he took his place in history. Almost six decades later, he is here tonight in a seat of honor. Clarence, thank you for making this country a much better place for all Americans. In 1963, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. stood here on these very steps and called on our nation to live out the true meaning of its creed and let freedom ring for every citizen all across our land. America's fearless resolve has inspired heroes who defined our national character, from George Washington, John Adams, and Betsy Ross, to Douglas, you know, Frederick Douglass, the great Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Amelia Earhart, Douglas MacArthur, Dwight Eisenhower, Jackie Robinson, and, of course, John Glenn. It has willed our warriors up mountains and across minefields. It has liberated continents, split the atom, and brought tyrants and empires to their knees. Here with us this evening is Earl Morse. After retiring from the Air Force, Earl worked at a VA hospital in Ohio. Earl found that many World War II veterans could not afford to visit their memorial on the National Mall. So Earl began the very first honor flights that have now brought over 200,000 World War II heroes to visit America's monument. Earl, thank you. We salute you. Thank you.
More of the president on this weekend. Now, so many people criticized the president for being far too political, making this an opportunity to run. I want you to hear again another speech. Didn't always agree with his policies. I don't think many Americans did. But this is what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said July 4th, 1941. Listen.
Independence Day in this solemn year of 1941. In the nation's capital, in every city, town, and hamlet of these 48 states, America marks its 165th birthday. Across the nation, 130 million free people enjoy a thoughtful holiday, a day for reckoning the full meaning of the American way of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. From Hyde Park, the people's president, elected by the people, addresses the nation. And his words go to a Europe that knows little of Independence Days.
My fellow Americans, in 1776, on the fourth day of July, the representatives of the several states in Congress assembled, declaring our independence, asserted that a decent respect for the opinion of mankind required that they should declare the reasons for their action. In this new crisis, we have a like duty. That is why we are engaged in a serious, in a mighty, in a unified action in the cause of the defense of the hemisphere and the freedom of the seas. It is indeed a fallacy based on no logic at all for any Americans to suggest that the rule of force can defeat human freedom in all the other parts of the world and permit freedom to survive in the United States alone. I tell the American people solemnly that the United States will never survive as a happy and fertile oasis, an oasis of liberty surrounded by a cruel desert of dictatorship. And so it is that when we repeat the great pledge to our country and to our flag, it must be our deep conviction that we pledge as well our work, our will, and if it be necessary, our very lives.
Now, that was what President Roosevelt said in 1941, July 4th. Somebody explained to me how that patriotic speech is any different from the patriotic speech that was given yesterday by President Trump. I don't think you can. I mean, the people that are criticizing this man for his big honoring his big Trump-worshipping party yesterday, these people are out of touch.
It's hard to keep up with reality in my business.
It is for these people. I mean, it's really difficult. They're very much into that frame of mind where, I swear to you, my opinion of a lot of these critics of the president is if the president found a cure for cancer, these people would come up, these people would find a way to support cancer.
I think it's that goody two-shoes image or something. Who knows?
Well, that's probably a lot of it there. Some of these people, I mean, I used to really wonder about the people who claimed there was such a thing as Trump derangement syndrome. I'm really starting to think it may be real.
The end of that.
Yeah. But anyway, we will roll on. Pat Casale will be up following Tim Berg's report of USA Radio Network News, which is next. Thank you for spending some of your Friday with us. Enjoy your holiday weekend. I'm Wyatt Cox, and we will be back on Monday, 9:05, right here where Nevada comes to talk.
Thank God it's Friday!